Star 4 FNC, mobile, monitoring.
J4, CKD mobile.
CKD mobile. How are you doing today?
I had to look at the clock and see if it was actually afternoon.
All the time. I'm usually about 10 minutes behind, so calling it morning.
That I'm in my truck. In my truck, I don't ever bother to change the clock from summertime to winter time.
At this point in time, you're back to, wait a minute, you don't change it from summertime. Never mind.
That's what they call standard time. I don't like standard time. I don't like, you know, you get up, it's dark. You get off work, it's dark. You get, you know, a little sliver for lunch. I prefer my son after work.
I agree. I don't mind going to work in the dark. I just hate coming home in the dark. I like having a little bit of sun time, you know, at the end of the day so that I can get things done. And, you know, that's just the way I roll.
Anyway, it's the people up in, like, New York City and stuff. It's like, well, y'all got lights anyway, and if you really want the kids not to go to school there in the dark, take winter off.
Yeah, they did it all for the kids, you know, because kids go to school early in the morning and get off about mid-afternoon. So, you know, they want to keep the lights on, or the daylight out for them. But, you know, the rest of us... I think it really makes a big difference.
Yeah, that people up north are going to get depressed because it's dark all the time. Nothing we can do about that. Because I certainly don't want them living down here.
That's affirmative with that notion. I totally agree.
What are you doing?
I'm just leaving work. I'm going to head down and get some lunch and meet with my daughter and go see if we can't get her car fixed.
Check engine light came on. She looked in the looked for her engine, maybe.
Her partner started to take the brakes apart and realized that he didn't know what he was doing, and so now we gotta get the vehicle towed down to a regular shop, get the brakes all put back together, so she's got an operational vehicle.
Might be time for her to change partners.
I'll say that thought has crossed our minds a few times.
On the plus side, at least they recognized they had no clue what they were doing. That, you know, if they put it back together and the brakes didn't work, that would be a bad thing.
This is quite true. I'd much rather be in this position than that position. And, we'll put a little towing charge on it. We'll put a reassembly charge on it. And, you know, all the mechanics, inflated hours times on it, but we'll get her back up and running and safe for so that she can go to work.
Plus, it's sure to be there when I actually do retire in another, you know, 50 years after I'm dead.
My retirement plan.
Now, you know, I'll retire about 3 years after I'm dead. And, but you know, the tax man will keep coming after your estate, even after you're dead. It's irritating having to pay taxes on somebody that already passed away.
It's true. That's one of the reasons why my wife and I are trying to get all of our affairs lined up so that when that day happens for us, it'll be a smooth transition.
We're slacking on that. But I have complications. You know how those things work when you're dealing with nieces and stuff like that.
Copy that. Yeah, there's always something out there. But this time we'll work through it. In the meantime, I'm going to hit the traffic and see if I can catch up with her before she decides she wants to run out and do something for the afternoon. Of course, you can't go very far. You've got to get her car towed.
That truck just reminded me that I actually do have something in the bed of my truck. Whoops! forgot to take that out.
If it doesn't weigh much, otherwise, you know, it's impacting your gas mileage.
At War Jack, I had to I had some tree work done at my house, and they moved my trailer, and they moved my trailer in such a way that I could not get it back on the truck. So I had to jack up the trailer tongue, you know, with a lot of cribbing underneath it, so I could get it on the truck. And then I put the jack back in the back of the truck. Totally forgot about it.
I can understand that. Little jack isn't going to hurt anything. Truck isn't going to notice that one much at all.
A chunk of wood on top of my trailer after they moved it, too. It's a 15-foot, easily 4 feet across, solid maple chunk of wood. Ugh, now I got to find some place to cut it up.
It's a chunk of maple. No doubt about that.
If they're like, the tree has been looking kind of pathetic the last couple of years, and they're like, yeah, you got ants in the bottom of it now, and they're just boring in, and it's going to fall, because it was way over to one side. But still perfectly happy to be standing there. But I'm like, yeah, okay, let's go ahead and take it while we're taking everything else.
I think you're hitting the edge of the reception to the tower. You're coming in real, real scratchy, real, real noisy. Background noise. I can make it out in there, but sounds like you're hitting the edge of it. So I'm going to say 7-3s to you. You have a great afternoon, and we'll catch you on the next time. This is KR4FNC. My name's Rick, and we'll catch you on the flip flop.
Hey, Rick, we'll catch you later. And by the way, my name is Wyatt, Kilo Juliet 4, Charlie Tango Delta. You have a good afternoon, and don't give that partner of hers too much of a hard time.